Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you've heard of Smashing Pumpkins. Turns out it's not just an angsty alt-rock band. It's also a criminal charge.
Uh-oh.
In Florida, a 31-year-old man, Aaron Thompson, destroyed 80 pumpkins that were stored in front of a Target in the Tampa Bay area. Now, this was all recorded on a security camera. He picked the pumpkins out of the box that's located in the front of the store, smashed them on the ground at about 1:15 a.m. on October 21st. He then later returned to the store where they recognized him and called the police. The police showed up and brought him into the loss prevention office and showed him the surveillance footage. They asked if he could identify the person smashing the pumpkins in the video. "That's me," he replied. Asked why he destroyed these scores of gourds, he stated he did it because someone was messing with him on Facebook and it made him mad.
Oh, wow.
He was unapologetic about his actions, and after smashing the pumpkins, he left the scene to go take a nap. The pumpkins were worth over $470. So he has been charged with criminal felony mischief.
Felony?
Yeah, it's over five, or I don't know how much, $300? I don't know what it goes to
a
felony.
I thought it was 1,000 at least for felony. That's ridiculous.
Really?
They're pumpkins.
He destroyed $500 worth of pumpkins.
Well, they should make him pay for it.
Well, what about the people who just like walk out and steal stuff? Do they get in as much trouble?
They don't go back to that store to get caught.
I love that he was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm famous."
Well, he's being held in county jail, in a bail of $5,000. And his rap sheet includes convictions for burglary, battery, trespass, criminal mischief, and reckless driving. These are previous incidents that he has had. The arrest report lists his occupation as a violinist.
Oh,
he has previously performed with the Pinellas Park Civic Orchestra as part of their first violin group.
Huh.
I did not expect for him to be a violinist.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's a surprise to me. I mean, you don't think of a violinist going to Target at 1 a.m. and going ape nuts on a bunch of innocent pumpkins.
Well, I think a lot of people have like aggression towards jack-o'-lanterns and pumpkins this time of year because we scrape out their guts and cut out their eyes and put them outside as a warning to other jack-o'-lanterns out there.
I mean, shouldn't you get your frustrations out stabbing the pumpkin?
Yeah, just stab it and make that jack-o'-lantern. Yeah. You don't have to go beat them all up.
No, just put a picture of somebody on a pumpkin. Go at it.
Aggressive towards pumpkins this time of year.
Well, if he'd have paid for him, he could have done anything he wanted to him. You have to wonder, surely alcohol was involved.
I've wondered.
Because otherwise, you're just a crappy person.
Well, let's not judge.
Well, I'm judging.
You're still crappy if you do that drinking.
Well, yeah, but at least you have an excuse for, like, I wouldn't have normally done that, but the alcohol brought out my crappiness.
Right. I just wonder who's Jack. Like, why is it jack-o'-lantern? And why do we hate Jack so much that we're stabbing pumpkins?
If only there was a service we could find this out.
Well, I did find out a felony. It's different in state, different states, but it's usually between $500 and $2,500.
Wow.
They got him for felony, even though it was $472.14.
So, and why are you frustrated or you're mad? You're like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the grocery store, and I'm going to put this on my grocery list. I need milk, bread, and I need to beat up some pumpkins. You're looking at your grocery list. All right, I got everything I need. Now it's time to go beat up some pumpkins.
It's interesting to see his mugshot, too. He's an attractive-looking dude.
Yeah.
But he's in his, I think, early 30s, and he looks like one of those, I don't know, stereotypical kids that was spoiled too much when they were growing up,
wow,
and they got everything handed to him.
That's judgmental, too.
It does.
I mean, since when? Y'all judge people, too. You just pretend like you don't whenever someone else does.
And honestly, this sounds so therapeutic. I mean, just imagine the feeling of smashing it, and you make that mess, and you're like, oh, I need another one. Yeah. That was so good.
And someone should open a business for this, but you got to pay for the pumpkins.
Yeah. Oh. That would be a great idea at a pumpkin patch. Like, you were mad at somebody, you go just throw pumpkins or whatever.
Yeah, the end of the year, this could be the big hoorah.
Isn't there a place in Greenville you can go take a sledgehammer to an old car or smash windows?
I've seen those before.
I think there is one in Greenville.
Probably, but think of adding pumpkins to it, because you're not going to do anything with them after Thanksgiving anyway. Smash
and I've done
them.
The car thing, and it is not rewarding.
Right.
You get tired really fast. You're like, this sledgehammer weighs a lot, and I'm not doing nearly as much to that car as I thought I would be doing.
Right.
It's actually depressing. So the pumpkins would be far more rewarding.
I don't know how stores don't lose a lot of money leaving stuff out all night long. Because you go by a convenience store.
I know.
And they've got cases of bottled water, or grocery stores have piles of wood stacked up. And I'm like, or plants.
Same thing Tom said. They're too heavy. People try to steal them, and they're like, oh, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, they're on the honor system, Cato.
Oh, good.
You know, we've got a lot of honorable people out there.
Oh, it's called the Mad Smash Rage Room Smash Room. It's in Taylor's.
The name kind of made me mad.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This is perfect for the Halloween season. Tom was talking about some smashing pumpkins incident that was very funny. A guy went and smashed some pumpkins at a grocery store and got in trouble for it, or got arrested because he was upset. So it's a way to relieve stress. Here's something for you. Have you heard of the scream clubs that are out there?
Yeah, I think they're dumb as crap.
Yeah, they are now becoming a global phenomenon. Phenomenon. They are opening up all over the place, and you can join the scream clubs. You get together in like a big football field or something, and you just do some screaming. Here's some ladies talking about it.
Scream Club is an opportunity to come out and be in community with other people and do a breathing exercise and a mindful reset.
I have made some transitions into a new place, and it has not been going as smoothly as I would like it to go. And so I needed to get that out, you know?
I feel really good. It was such a nice release, and I feel like my chest feels better. Like, the anxiety kind of goes to my chest usually, and it feels released.
There you go.
Imagine living near this.
Yeah.
And it's just a peaceful day, and all of a sudden you hear that.
Well, right. It's like next to a stadium, football stadium.
Except they're screaming out of rage.
This is a great idea.
I think it's dumb.
I love it because when I'm angry, I scream. If I scream, it's like it does relieve you.
Which is why this is so dumb. You don't need to pay someone or go to a club to do it.
I agree. I don't want to scream in front of other people.
Yeah, it's kind of like they say dynamite blowing up something. You know, it's like you're setting off and the dynamite goes off and all of a sudden there's just debris laying around. And you have actually, you know, a place now to work because you're, you know, getting rid of that, all that excess rocks or whatever to build or whatever you're going to do.
Satisfying.
I
don't know. I feel like this would stress me out more.
I would want to be with a bunch of people. I'd start laughing.
Not to mention, it's probably going to hurt your throat at some point.
Yeah, it does. But see, the thing is, you know, when I'm in my yard screaming, my neighbors look at me weird. And I'm sure when I do it in my house that they probably have heard me.
Or, you know what, you can go in a closet maybe and shut the door, have a scream closet. And when you're getting upset
with your
friends or something, it's like, you know what, I'm going to let you go right now. I've got to go do something. Someone's aggravating you on the phone.
See, I'd like that. A little room you could go into that, you know, it's soundproof. I would love it.
I guess that's what you're paying for in the club, is for other people around you to pretend you're you're not crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Benefits for screaming, they say. It can help you release difficult emotions.
Yeah.
It's like even giving your children a chance to scream when they're frustrated gives them an avenue and a healthy release of their emotions.
This is the opposite of how I was raised. We were taught to use self-control and to not just scream when we got mad.
Suppress it.
Yeah,
Just let it build up.
Self-control.
Build up to make you a grumpy old man.
So that you didn't go around losing your impulse control every time things didn't go your way.
That's the thing. You don't lose it. You plan it out.
Yeah, you have... Actually, you know what? You could even put it on a to-do list. It's like, I'm going to get mad today, and I'm going to scream a couple of times.
Yeah, but what if it's like every other time I make plans, and in the moment, I'm like, yes, I want to do this, and then it comes to the day of, and I'm like, I don't feel like going. You know, and then you don't get that release.
You're like, I'm not really that upset today.
Yeah, you feel better.
All right, they say it can be empowering is another reason that scream therapy works.
How does that empower you? That's what I thought.
Makes you feel better.
That's just not the same as empowering.
I just did this like last week. I screamed in my house.
Oh, did you? Okay.
When I couldn't find my phone. I left in a friend's car, and I had to go all night without my phone. I was mad at myself for not keeping up with it.
They say screaming can add to your strength. It helps you find strength when you are screaming because it's almost like an exercise. Yeah. It's like, can you spot me? I'm going to scream a little bit.
If screaming is an exercise, you're really out of shape.
It wears you out, though.
Yeah, you're out of breath, too, after you scream a lot. Yeah.
That doesn't make it exercise.
They say research has also shown that shouting can increase strength with tennis players, too. That's why they grunt and shout.
Right. If you were screaming and you were doing something you needed more strength for, it might make sense, but you're just screaming.
To get strength to live another day and not kill somebody.
It can release helpful hormones, they say, when you are screaming.
I don't know. I feel like I would do the same thing like in church. You know how like everybody else is singing around you?
Yeah.
But you don't want them to hear you sing very loud because you're not a very good singer. So they're like... really loud, and you're like, amazing, great. Just like real quiet. You know what I mean?
I know. You're like, you're keeping your voice so no one else hears you, but you're kind of playing along.
I just feel like I'd get real shy about this.
So you're self-conscious when you're singing?
Cause I'm self-conscious about everything I
do. True.
Well,
that's
why would you be self-conscious about doing something stupid like that?
See? That right there.
But it releases hormones and adrenaline and cortisol, they say, which increases your heart rate, perspiration, and breathing rate. So
perspiration.
You're
going to sweat.
You're going to sweat while you're screaming. Especially because they're not just doing it once. They are screaming like, you know, for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, plus you run through your house and slam things.
Yeah.
I mean, I add to my scream.
I don't think Tori or Tom want to participate with our screaming tech.
You know, it's a lot better than punching a hole in a wall, and I've done that.
Now, that will hurt your hand for about 3 weeks.
And you have to patch the hole.
Yeah, that's true.
So screaming is a lot better if you've got... aggression built up instead of taking it out on your house or your friends or family, scream.
Okay, let's do it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
See what I mean? That's what they do. They leave you hanging just like that.
That's okay. It made me feel better.
It's like people who get upset like when there's an election, they don't like the results and they just scream and you're like making fun of them.
That was dumb. That's a dumb scream.
Yeah, it was.
Screaming on the internet's totally different.
My throat hurts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, it is a group therapy Wednesday, and we have Elise and Rob on the line, and we should start off by congratulating them. Woo! They just got engaged to be married.
Yay!
But our group therapy problem this morning is Elise did not care for the engagement or the proposal, I guess.
Oh, a lot of women complain about that stuff.
And, and so she is going to explain to us exactly what happened and why she thinks she should get a do-over.
Oh, redo!
Well, Elise, tell us a little bit about the proposal and what happened.
So we went to a haunted house. It's one of my favorite things to do, and it's something that we've been doing every year since we've been together.
Yeah.
And Rob actually proposed to me while we were there.
While you were running from a guy with a chainsaw.
Hey, I got a quick question to ask you. You want to marry me?
It was in one of the calmer areas, but it was still like, it was in a haunted house.
Right.
And nobody was really around. It was kind of a quicker moment than I imagined that it would be.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but it was kind of a letdown. It was just kind of.
It probably wasn't very romantic.
Yeah, it's all dark. You're in that maze. You can't find your way out. You got zombies all over you. It's like, you know, that's not a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like it to happen differently. I'd like it to be a little bit more romantic. I'd like there to be like some people around and some photos of the moment. I want it to be different than it was.
See, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but I kind of think that's extra romantic because that was y'all's thing. Y'all did it for, maybe not in the haunted house, but the fact that y'all have done it together for so many years and he put the thought into that, yeah, I kind of think it's cute.
Let's just ask Rob about it.
Because I'm on her side right now. I think that that the idea of getting engaged in a haunted house is kind of not romantic.
Well, she said it was one of the more calmer sides.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, it's been our thing for years, right? We both love scary movies. We love haunted houses. We love getting dressed up on Halloween together. I thought it was like a really thoughtful surprise. As she mentioned, you know, we were in a calm part of the area. There were a couple people around. Right. Obviously, they were in costume, but, you know, we had some awkward clapping. People.
This is like the monsters are clapping for you. Or the zombie. Frankenstein, good job.
But you know what? This could lead up to an awesome wedding. You have those Renaissance weddings. Yeah. Why not have a haunted wedding? He dresses like Jason. Maybe she's Carrie or the Exorcist.
He chases her down the aisle.
Yeah, if it's like Exorcist, he's trying to kiss her and her head's spinning around. He's like, come back around.
So my feeling on this is I definitely give you points, Rob, for being creative. But if you found out that Elise doesn't like this method, I think there's nothing wrong with giving her a second proposal that's the romantic one she wants.
Of course you don't mind, because that's how you did it.
Not exactly. No, so the story with me is I asked my wife to marry me in front of her parents and family a week before Christmas while we were celebrating Christmas at her house. I didn't tell my family about it, and we went down to Florida for Christmas, and I did it again in front of them, and they got like a reenactment, but they didn't know it was a reenactment.
You should see the video. It says reenactment underneath it, like on the second version.
By actors.
So I guess I am obviously okay with the idea of doing another one and having the romantic one she wants.
See, and I'm a sap, because when John asked me, it was he was leaving for like flight training. I was crying and all red and puffy, and he's like, will you marry me? And I'm like, what? Right now when I look like this? And then he put the ring on the wrong finger, and it just...
It's been heaven ever since.
You don't have to tell people that.
I love it. I love that it didn't go well. It's just part of life. It's not going to go perfect every time.
And isn't the guy the one that's supposed to decide how to propose? I mean, really, you shouldn't complain.
Man.
Elise.
A lot of women would love to be proposed to no matter where they are.
I don't know, man. For me personally, another example is the ring. I was all set. I was going to get my wife a ring. Like, my mom had a big round diamond. And she told me she wanted the rectangle shaped ones. And at the last minute, I'm like, you know what? It's her ring. It's not mine. It's important to her, not me. And so I went with what she wanted.
Okay. But I don't think like creepy places are not like romantic. You don't think about like, you know.
You haven't seen My Bloody Valentine?
Okay. Yeah. The stalkers and stuff like that. I mean, even a funeral home.
Well, yeah. You're not going to be like, bye, Grandma. Hey, also Elise.
I've heard of people doing that, getting engaged at funerals.
Wow. Okay, how about weddings? That's another weird place.
No, that's not cool.
That is not.
I do. Hey, do you also?
Okay, so the problem is you want to redo. Rob, you're not feeling it. How would you like it done, Elise? Maybe we can just go there.
Frankie's fun part?
A circus?
Yeah. I think it's not, and I don't want to, because I understand where you're coming from, too. I do think it was a sweet gesture. It's just that I only get one chance for this to happen in my whole life, and I kind of want, like, some friends and family around. That's really the thing. I don't have to, it doesn't have to be just perfect, and it's not like, oh, it has to be just like this.
I just want there to be some photos. I want there to be that moment where also I get to see like my friends and my family's reactions.
I would say that if I was you, Rob, I would do the right thing here and give her what she wants.
Let's do it right now. Come on.
I don't think this is what she wants.
It's a surprise.
It's not romantic.
But you know what? This is where we turn it over to the audience. Yeah. They're going to call in and let you guys know what they think. And you guys can listen in and see if maybe you get some suggestions that make sense to you.
Okay.
And the good part about this is some guy out there that was thinking about doing the same thing knows better now.
Yeah.
All right. We love you. Thanks for sharing your story.
All right. Hang on the line.
You know, it doesn't matter where the proposal happened. Everybody, it's her family and everybody's going to be there at the wedding.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And then that's just a funny story that she can share forever.
Right. Yep, I agree.
But she still was not very happy with it.
Just think she's never going to be happy in a relationship.
Well, that's true. She's complaining. Hey, she's already starting the complaining now. Yeah. All right, you know what? That's a good point. Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you're having fun right now, but you better take things more seriously because today is a serious day.
Bum, bum, bum.
This is the day that aliens could make first contact with us.
Ah.
You guys probably haven't been paying attention, but if you'll recall, a few weeks ago, I told you there's an unusual extrasolar object that is coming through our solar system right now. Now, this is not like a comet, which stays in our system and just goes around and comes back every so often. This is coming from a completely different solar system, from a different planet system. And it's entering our solar system. And there is one wackadoodle scientist out there who says he thinks it's a spaceship.
I hope so.
And this is the day that it is likely to start doing something. Here's why. It is zipping around the sun right now, and this is the point where if it is, in fact, a spaceship, it would probably start applying the brakes to come to a stop instead of zipping back out into the nether regions.
How do we know that? Did we ask the aliens?
They know the trajectory, and they know the time at which if you were coming in to stop here, you'd have to apply the brakes.
What?
Yeah, NASA's, I mean, they see the direction it's going, and they know the planets and the sun. They know when, it's like anytime they launch a spaceship, they take into account, like, you know, doing the thing where they zoom around the moon and use it to accelerate them.
Yeah, that's what they did with the Fantastic Four movie.
I do have the friends.
Hawk knows.
Yeah.
I do have the friends that like to wait to the last minute to put on the brakes.
Right.
And it's quite scary. So who knows? He might just be getting right down to earth and
yeah, stop the tailgating, aliens.
Sling the kid to the front seat and all.
They say if you're not up on your UFO news, this interstellar comet from outside our solar system has been zipping past the last few months. And it's only the third one we've ever seen. And this one is huge. It's the size of Manhattan.
Why did they keep looping around? They can't find a parking spot.
So it is millions of miles away right now on the other side of the sun. But today is the day because this is when it reaches its closest point to the sun, an event called perihelion. And that is the best day for them to change course by firing boosters and using the sun's gravity like a slingshot. So if they know we're watching, they may want to reach out to say hi to us today or to destroy us.
Mm-hmm. And Tori, to answer your question, it's kind of like corn in your other system. It just comes back around.
It's never goodbye.
Wow. Now, this guy at Harvard, who's actually up until now been a pretty respected astronomer, is the one who's been pushing this alien theory. And he said, if you're planning a vacation, maybe go before today because he thought this was the day they may make contact. However, they are behind the sun right now. They could be doing anything, and we wouldn't even be able to know right in this moment.
Well, this is the last day he's going to be the respected astronomer. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like those preachers that say, hey, the end of the world is going to happen at this date. It happens. And what do they think the next day? Like, I guess I was wrong on that
If I'm ever going to predict something like that, I'm going to predict it way out ahead so that I'm about dead whenever it comes true or doesn't come true, and I don't look like an idiot for very long.
And just because it's Harvard, do people take what they say seriously, more seriously than, say, Clemson?
I think they used to. I don't know. Really?
I've always thought it would be, it's weird. Whatever you say is going to be weird coming out of your mouth if you're a Harvard graduate.
Everyone thinks he's weird now, but when they show up, you know he's going to be like, I told you.
And Kato's going to be like,
I didn't know. And if that happens, people ain't even going to remember who he was. They're just going to say, that guy was right. I don't know who he is, but he was right.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what the aliens do. If they come in peace, he's going to be friggin' famous as all get out.
You know, they got to be smarter than us here on Earth. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they get here, I'm placing my vote for president for one of them. Vice president.
The movies that I have seen, they do not come in peace. They come with probes, and that ain't right.
That's the other P. You don't want that.
Exactly.
Well, it would be interesting. I think it's interesting that we sent out this thing many years ago in the 70s. And it's a metal plate that has our location on it and directions of how to get here. And I'm thinking, do we really want to send that out and not know who might find it?
To be fair, whoever's got GPS in the UFO, they might not get it right anyway. You know how many times I miss my turn with GPS?
Yeah, what's the direction say? Look for the old red truck next to the old store and turn left.
You know that big house on the right?
The old tree?
It's like, once you pass Mars... Take a hard left.
Well, it actually pinpoints us between some known pulsars and objects in the galaxy, so they would be able to find Earth pretty easily. And the idea of doing that and not knowing who might stumble across is a little terrifying.
And then they miss their turn, and it's like recalculating new destination time 100 light years.
Okay.
Well, y'all aren't taking this serious.
I will say it's perfect timing for Halloween. I mean, they'll already be dressed up for Halloween.
Maybe they just come here to trick or treat.
Y'all are laughing now. You won't be laughing if it's aliens.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.